ربيع تبدى بهذه الصدور، وعمر تندى بها أحلى شعور، وإخوان خير لهم غاية لختم الكتاب ونيل.
An excellent service being provided for the elderly and the old age. It's assisting in helping them know their numbers, which is important and excellent. I'm really enjoying my day out here. Yes, we need this in our community.
Really nice. I think they're doing a fantastic job. But alhamdulillah, it's very important for old people. We don't have transport and it helps us a lot.
Hashtag RI Open Health Day. Now today that has opened most of our eyes, where we assisted a community which we all can call home, is a day well spent. Now from co-workers to friends, family and youth, Radio Islam has pulled off our inaugural Open Health Day, which offers everyone a free medical screening, including blood, glucose and cancer tests by qualified doctors and nurses. Now they say the community of Linasia saw firsthand what social cohesion and unity can bring about is an understatement. Special mention has to also be made to the pupils from the Linasia Muslim School for taking time out of their weekends to assist us in making this day possible.
Alhamdulillah, what's important with this type of experience is that it shows them that social responsibility, and that I think is a lesson that you cannot learn in a classroom. This makes them aware of the plight and the sufferings of people, how they can give back to community, and that is part of the holistic development of a child. Alhamdulillah, truly amazing, and I think we should look at more ventures where we can partner together and provide a service to the community, inshallah.
It feels very amazing because you are able to help people from the comfort of your own community. And it's very nice because our Quran teaches us that we should help everyone. We should help our elders and we have to make an effort. And now Radio Islam is presenting us with the opportunity to do these things. And we're very thankful for that.
Now if we have a second one, do you think the response should be greater?
Yes, definitely. Linasia Muslim School will be able to provide their services and their volunteers again. And it would have been nice to have a lot more people here because it would create more awareness about all the medical conditions. And if they have medical conditions, they would know how to treat it now. And maybe people are unaware of what they have, and in a result, in an emergency, they won't know what to actually do. And this does create awareness, and it's also free. So that is a very good thing because we're helping poor, those who can't afford to actually be tested.
It's a feeling that we thought could never become possible in this community that we love in.
There is a definite need. In anything that you do need to be aware of your health conditions, because if your health condition does not permit you to do something, you need to be aware of that. Also, in Linasia, there's a lot of places that you need to be aware of, and here it teaches you that the community can come together to do something really amazing for the entire community, and you can be a part of it.
Well, first and foremost, I would like to thank Radio Islam for giving us the opportunity to experience such an event to serve the community. As it can be seen, every person that has visited us today were left with smiles full of joy and satisfaction, knowing that we have made a difference in people's lives. But the amount of people that are in need from the response of this organized, we believe that as time progresses, we can see this foundation growing and can inspire others to contribute.
Well, I feel honored to be here today as a representative of the Linasia Muslim School. I feel that people have become desensitized to contributing to events such as today. And being a part has contributed to me growing as a person and given me the perfect leadership opportunity. It has also touched me to see that in an Indian-dominated community, people of all races have come together today to volunteer or even to get tested. For the past few years, I, as a youth, noticed the unrest in my community, country and world as a whole. I started seeking answers. Then I realized that supporting a cause and physically going out and making a difference in someone's life is so much better. The feeling of helping someone is of pure joy and contentment. We are witnessing a disintegrating society coming from despair to hope and darkness to light. Radio Islam's self-sacrificing spirit tells the story of the great stages humans can attain. We have not only learned to appreciate our bounty is granted to us by Allah, but the entire expelled confidence and a team spirit as well.
But do you call on other youth to participate in something like this?
Yes, noticing how the youth of today have become with technology and things like that, no one goes out and contributes and are the future leaders.
The notion of progress, we often wonder if we are progressing or if we are moving into a deeper regression. Today, I, a pupil of the Linasia Muslim School, am proud and honored to be part of a community who has undertaken an excellent initiative to make everyone, irrespective of their age, religion, and creed, being welcomed with open arms. We often do not heed the advices of our parents and principals, However, today I would like to give our utmost gratitude to these people who have molded us into being the future leaders of tomorrow so that we may embark on many of these future initiatives with Radio Islam. It is truly awe-inspiring to witness that humanity has not been lost. Helping others is an everlasting reward. Today, my community has taught me to give selflessly. It's a motto to love others.
For many volunteers, this was their first time being exposed to an initiative focused on the betterment of health on this scale.
It's the first time that I embarked on something as big as this. And I just thought that we'd see maybe more youth, middle-aged people, and not only the elders. Because after all, we are a community made up of different creeds and ages. And it is a bit disappointing that we only can help the elders here today.
I haven't, because I only moved to Linnea this year. So it's very exciting and very fun. And I feel very great helping people.
With some even changing their perception on what they would like to become one day.
Because it does give you a hands-on experience of what you'd actually be doing in the field. It shows you that you don't actually work with a set group of people, that a variety of people can come to you with different conditions. It does broaden your horizons in what you would actually do. So you do have a hands-on experience. It's not just what the textbook says, it's what you actually do practically, and that's very important because that actually shows you what you'll be doing on a day-to-day basis and not just what you'll be studying.
Now, Radio Islam, in conjunction with the Jamiatul Ulema South Africa and the Islamic Medical Association of Roshni, have also launched two mobile clinics focusing on delivering basic primary healthcare to those that have little or no access to healthcare facilities. IMA's Dr. Akil Token.
The need for this, what we're doing, Open Health Day, is to basically make the community aware of their health, especially diabetes, hypertension, prostate CA, pap smear, things like that. Is to make them aware that it's very important to take care of their health. And a lot of our people neglect, and when it's too late, they come for assistance. That is the whole purpose of this Open Day. The response is excellent, and I think the response has been excellent. The only thing that we will say is that our people must be patient and tolerant, because the crowds are big and everybody wants to jump the queue and jump the system, and that causes a bit of a confusion. But if they behave and they're tolerant, disciplined, everything will go smoothly. Feel very happy. Inshallah, if we can help it, we'll have it at least 4 times a year. We can't have it every month. There are other people also having open days. This is the first time that Radio Islam is involved in this. But from this, we're going to learn and improve as time goes by.
Radio Islam's PRO and Compliance Officer Ismail Suleiman Vidiava says the response was phenomenal.
Alhamdulillah, we set out and people were queuing from 6:30 onwards. Alhamdulillah, we started the process just after 8:45. And if you're looking out of the LMA halls, stepping out, you would see the 4 mobile clinics, you see the ambulance. Alhamdulillah, so that's phenomenal. And you look at all these things and the response from the community. If you go into and you just take a walk around the hall, you see it's a buzz. And I was, really impressed with the young children doing CPR. You know, they're trying to do that as a first-time venture. Alhamdulillah, truly, truly blessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible. And I must say to you that all the role players have come in. We've got medical personnel who have now come in and added their weight to the thing. Additional ones, and inshallah, if we go on at this particular rate, I know that it's going to be an annual event, something that people are going to diarize, be part of the calendar, and breaking forward to what Radio Islam has put together.
Now, from the response, many volunteers and patients have challenged us and other organizations to have regular health days, just like the one we experienced over the weekend, with some even saying it should be a weekly or even a monthly initiative.
Do you think something like this should be entrenched in our community?
It should be like a monthly thing, a weekly thing, wherever we can help out. It's a means of benefit and reward to everyone. It depends on very good response. But the turnout today looks very well.
Radio Islam presenter and anchor of An-Nida, Mulana Muhammad Kara.
See, alhamdulillah, the response has been phenomenal. Looking around here, there's people of all ages, young, old, all coming here, different departments. departments, different doctors, physicians, etc. It's a lovely association, lovely atmosphere, alhamdulillah, and a wonderful initiative. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala take this from strength.
Naidi said that he who does not thank man does not thank Allah. On behalf of the team at Radio Islam International, we would like to say Jazakallah and a big thank you to all that have lended a helping hand in ensuring that the RI Open Health Day was a major success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all abundantly, inshallah. Radio Islam International, the world is our community. Muhammad Amin reporting for Radio Islam News. ونعال السماوات لا نرتضي سمو بغير سمو الطيور منانا بلغنا وعم الهنا وكم فعلنا